The voice of the Eternal. In the Word of God, the mind finds subjects for the deepest thought, the loftiest aspirations. Here we may hold communion with patriarchs and prophets, and listen to the voice of the Eternal as He speaks with men. Here we behold the majesty of heaven as He humbled Himself to become our substitute and surety, to cope single-handed with the powers of darkness, and to gain the victory in our behalf. A reverent contemplation of such themes as these cannot fail to soften, purify, and ennoble the heart, and at the same time to inspire the mind with new strength and vigor. Those who regard it as brave and manly to treat the claims of God with indifference and contempt, are thereby betraying their own folly and ignorance. While they boast their freedom and independence, they are really in bondage to sin and Satan.